Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out what Brian Snicker had to say about stepping away. Full interviews on the way coming up. Also, we get to our official picks for the weekend before the top of the hour, next hour, around 3:40. We'll get to that. Mike, as we continue to move along today on a Friday, thanks to BMAC for stopping by the way. If you missed that interview, it's online as well at Odyssey.com, talking about all the things going on around the NFL, and we will continue that. You said you wanted to give a big shout out to
somebody. Real quick. Yesterday, man, by the way, getting out of the city, oof, that I know I bellyached about that Juniper traffic since they took Juniper down from four lanes then to three lanes and now down to two lanes.
Is it done yet?
Oh, well, you could say it's done in more ways than one. Anyone who drives it is cooked.
Gotcha.
Because you can't, if somebody makes a turn, it's one lane. It's a big blank show. But anyway, once I got on the interstate, whoop, full stop, down around south of the airport. So basically, it's just inching along. I want to give a shout out to Alan, big listener, works for Delta.
Oh, what's up, Alan?
And he just got on the highway. He goes, the one time I don't check Waze.
No doubt.
So it's almost like I was, you ever meet like your own like doppelganger? Like it's like, wow, this guy's kind of like rocking like me. He was in a BMW convertible and he had music playing. And as we're going back and forth, then he looks over and he does a double take and he goes, wait a minute. Mike Bell? I go, hey, man. He goes, yeah, I love the show, man. My kids listen.
Awesome.
So I'm like, hey, that's great. So I want to say his kids go to Noonan High School. But anyway, a big shout out. But I was laughing because it was like, man, this guy's upset about the traffic, trying to practice anger management, rocking out in a ragtop, and is a big listener of the entire station. Loves Andy Randy, good. Steakhouse, morning shift as well.
And he's right about Waze. Now it's such a habit, whatever map system you use. Like, if you don't look and you just get on the road, you're cheating yourself.
Because if you work at the airport, you know all the back ways.
That's
right. But once you get south of a certain point, you're just dead locked on 85. There's nowhere to go.
And what's funny about that, Mike, is there have been times where I'm like, why has he got me going this way? I'm going to go my regular way. And it's got you going that way, you idiot, because there's an accident, and it's trying to detour you to get you there faster. And I'm like, I'm not going to take that turn. I'm going to go my regular way. And I get caught up in traffic.
If you had, like, a GPS, like a pinpoint on me on a map, I would have looked like a zigzag paperclip because I went over to Georgia Tech. I went down by
trying to avoid
where
it?
McCamish is. I came down on North. Made no difference. Mm. So from 14th to 10th through the Tech campus, just forget it. Just smoke them if you got them, as we say. A weed report, by the way, is up from today's traffic commute on the way in.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Now, you keep telling me the South Side is that untapped territory. Why haven't they expanded the roads down there?
Well, if you, for instance, you go home where you live,
yes.
And if there's a jam up on 75, you got Cobb Parkway. Now, it might take time as well.
I could go 285.
Shoot over to 400.
There's many ways,
lots of surface streets. You're going now east, not as many options, but certainly going south. It's 85, and that's it. You get the South Fulton Parkway, but by the time you're just better off to sit there and be stuck than to go and try to find the alternate route.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I have, and I've learned by doing, and it's just not worth it. So I just enjoy, and if somebody is blazing around me, I'll just pick up that secondhand smoke. You kids don't try that. It's a gateway drug. But anyway, but enough about my commute. Hopefully Friday it's a little bit easier today for everybody.
Let's hope so. Big football weekend. No Falcons this weekend, but again, lots of great college football. Dogs taking on Kentucky. More on that in the Dog Report coming up. And want to remind you, with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to check out our buddy Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long, and he covers the international soccer scene as well. Guys, it's brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Tuesday nights right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day-Day, let's get to 4th and 1. So nobody likes ties. We're Americans, all right? We don't like ties. We like wins or losses. So last night, in the back of his mind, Sean McVay's thinking about the Cowboy game that happened just a few days ago. And he's like, game ended in a tie. We got a chance to win this. And now, Mike, he's killing himself for attempting to win this football game. I want you to hear what he said about looking back at this situation. Remember, you know, again, this game comes down to the wire. And Mike said it. Rams should have finished this game if it wasn't for Kyren Williams fumbling.
Right. Yeah. I saw that this morning on NFL Network.
Like, poor.
It's on me. I own that. But yeah, I mean, look, they're going to win that game most likely, you know, because it would have been a 4-point win with the touchdown, 4-point lead, I should say. But you know, as we said, credit to Mac Jones, who executed 300 yards. You know, guys you're not even familiar with catching the football. Huge usage rate for Christian McCaffrey, because you have to.
Yep.
Because you got nobody else. 30 touches for him. A lot of hits, you know, but that's always a concern, the wear and tear when it comes to Mac. But who else are you going to turn to?
They don't have anybody. Mike, and here's what's funny. The fourth down call is the same thing we've been contemplating about the Dogs. It's not that you don't go for it. It's the play call. Here's McVay discussing that even further.
Hey, man, Sean, stop beating yourself up, man. Go home to that incredibly super hot wife of yours. By the way, a lot of folks commenting on it. Munson, my buddy Munson, was at the game, and he's like, you're not going to believe this. He goes, it's like 90% 49ers fans in SoFi.
Oh, it's crazy.
Did you see it on TV last night? It was insane.
Levi South, I think that's what they call it.
And I know that, you know, it's tough because the Rams were in Anaheim back in the day. They go to St. Louis. They come back. Chargers, I mean, other than their fans who drive up from San Diego, it's like – the NFL for years, you finally bring football back to L.A., and it's just a giant – you think we're going to look bad against Buffalo? Nothing is as bad as what it looked like last night. And the other thing, Al Michaels. I don't know how much you heard of it. I'm a big Al Michaels supporter. You know, much of my adult and childhood is a sports fan. It's Al Michaels. It seemed like at times he could have cared less last night. I don't know if he just doesn't have juice with Herb Street, or if he was maybe somebody else was there, could maybe push some buttons to bring something out of him. But Al was
sound engaged.
Al just didn't sound like he was in the building last night with some of the plays and missing some of the spots. And yeah, it wasn't great. Huh. I got to admit, I've defended him against a lot of people who feel that he's lost his fastball.
Yeah, yeah. I do agree with you when you say, when people say, well, what would you do? Look, I do enjoy their pre-half and post-game show. It's fun.
It's not a knock on Herb Street. He prepares for the NFL. He knows football. Obviously, it's not a different sport. But you just associate him with college, like Fowler. That's why I don't see Fowler on those other alternate double Monday night football games. But I just thought, if you had Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Richard Sherman might be something that could, you know, be even better than that smaller role he's got in the pregame. Let him and Al riff and get a little crazy and have some fun. It just kind of just sits there. It just does.
All right, one other thing from last night's game, and then we're going to let you hear from A.J. Brown, because everybody's wondering if he's checked out. It's Dukes and Bell. It is our 4th-and-1 segment brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's Kyle Shanahan talking about the performance of Mac Jones last night. Yeah, look, and you talk about just getting beat up. I mean, it was a play last night where he stands up and his butt pad is out. It's like opposite, hanging out of his pants. He just looked like a guy that got clobbered. And when we thought he was going to be injured for maybe the game, then he gets up off the field and jogs off, and you're like, whoa, what's going on? He showed a lot of toughness that was last night in that win. Mike, what do you think about A.J. Brown? Is he going to get the ball this week as the Eagles take on, I think, a very good defense in the Denver Broncos?
No, because if you look at it statistically, you know, it's almost identical to what was happening last year when the whole kind of soap opera last year developed a little bit later in the season. But because Saquon Barkley was on such a heater, you don't mess with a good thing. But it is, and I said this to Carl the other day, if you're Jeffrey Lurie, hey, Howie Roseman, why am I paying this guy $32 million to be the world's most expensive decoy per season? But Devontae Smith has benefited, but only slightly. He's only got 17 receptions to A.J. Brown's 14.
That's right.
So, I mean, I know that the Jalen Hurts haters will always say, this guy throws it like at a ridiculously low, like 1970s NFL rate. But when you got Saquon Barkley and you got all the other weapons and your defense is lights out, why mess with it? But yeah, at some point, I don't think you could argue if you're A.J. Brown with being unhappy. Only one touchdown, 14 receptions, 28 targets. And some of these games, like, he's not existent. For fantasy owners, you know, forget it. You got to bench him. Hmm. Or is this the week, the law of averages, like me? I was a dodo. I thought, you know, the Falcons look so just awful. A very unused phrase.
It is.
Nitwit, dodo. You know, well, there's other words. A chipper called me, but we'll leave that out of this today. But, yeah, I just felt that, I thought, is Drake really 100%? Is he going to get right? So I sat him, and he blows up.
He did.
Trust the guys you draft. If you drafted him in the top two rounds,
you got to trust him.
You just got to eat it and hope that there's a concerted effort that A.J. Brown gets involved. But don't bank on it.
He was talking about the frustrations. This is A.J. Brown. So for those who missed it, A.J. Brown posted a cryptic Bible verse on Twitter last week after the game. Low usage. That's what Mike's talking about, right? He did apologize, but he also downplayed it. Here's what he said about the post.
Don't be cryptic, Joe, because people want to, they want the translation. What's it all about?
But say that, Mike. Say, hey, there's nothing wrong. This is a Bible verse. And by the way, you could use this in this context or however you might want to use it. When you put it out there just randomly, people automatically assume you're talking about your team or your situation.
So last year he was reading a book. The book became a bestseller. It was a self-help book.
True.
I'm curious, because it could be like Oprah's book club, AJ's book club, wherever he decides to pick up on the sideline. Hey, we mentioned fantasy football implications. If you're a Brock Bowers owner, you may know by now, limited in Wednesday's practice. Did not practice yesterday out in Vegas. They're taking on the Colts. So perhaps Brock Bowers with a knee injury. Production has been down a little bit because of it.
Yeah.
So it might be time to just keep an eye on it on the injury reports on Sunday. But it sounds like Brock Bowers is going to get a rest against Indy.
Well, he's not been 100%, but he makes them so much better just being out there. And they don't have a whole lot of weapons to begin with. We're talking about the Raiders. So that is something that we'll keep an eye on as far as fantasy is concerned. And by the way, the injuries that are hitting the NFL, you got a lot of injuries that are affecting these games, man. We said this about the Falcons as we wrap up 4th-and-1. Good bye week, ironically. When we got this, when the schedule came out, we were like, week 5. Actually, I think it's working out for us.
Right. Now, Buffalo, we'll have all next week to talk about how we prepare, and we'll have a special show, guys, on Monday for Monday Night Football. Stay tuned for that.
Yes.
We're going to be working a little bit earlier in the day. But, the injuries are mounting up. We're hoping to get Darnell Mooney 100%. He hasn't been right. We just saw Drake get right, and boy, was he. Meanwhile, Myles Garrett telling the media up in Cleveland, you'd have to kill me to keep me off the field. He was out of practice on Wednesday with an ankle, but they'll be taking on the Vikes in London. That's the early game, by the way. Don't forget, for you fantasy owners at your roster, I don't know, how you feeling about Carson Wentz and the Vikings right now.
Yeah, I like the Vikings defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matter of fact, I like him so much that might be one of my picks.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it. Picks on the way in about 20 minutes. Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game. It's the Falcon Flyover. It's your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcon Flyover, guys, immediately following Falcon games this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, what are you looking for in our new manager? We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.